This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tony Romo. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing good. Appreciate you guys having me. I even like the aspiring young golfer. I'll take anything, yeah.
yeah, there you go. All right, so we got a lot to visit with you about it. Obviously, Tony Romo of Football Life is going to be out on Friday on the NFL Network. But want to dive in with regard to what's going on with you in golf, because I know you're getting off the golf course. Tell us what's happening with your golf adventure, your golf career. Tell us what you got cooking golf-wise.
Well, I think more than anything, you know, it allows me to compete and, you know, kind of scratch that itch when you leave the game. You know, football, just having the ability to practice at something and, being an analyst, I get that, and I get kind of the same thing with golf. But you know, it's been fun. I'm basically in Q school, which is, you know, for people who don't know golf, it's just a tournament that you're playing in, trying to advance to the next stage against a whole bunch of good players that are better than me. But it's been pretty fun.
Part of, I'm curious about that, Tony, because I've always heard of Q school, but was reading a little bit about the details, is the idea that, you know, you're competing against guys that have lost their PGA status, or let's say you make it through Q school, does that get you on the web.com tour? What's the ultimate result or the ultimate goal for you going through this process?
Well, I think you want to put yourself, you know, whatever situation you want to be in, you want to be in it more. The more times you can put yourself in an environment that's more difficult or higher level competition, I think it's a good thing. So, you know, the fact that I was able to get through the last stage just kind of shows that I've improved and gotten better over the last 6 months. And, you know, I think it's nothing more than, there's no big end goal or game. If you get through it, you do have status on, you know, the web.com tour, which will obviously bring about plenty of starts in the PGA tour as well. But that's, you know, that's three stages to go, this one and two more to get to that point. So it's a long ways off, we'll say that.
Well, you know, it's interesting, the golf thing, because you're obviously very good at it and have a chance to do some cool things within that sport, but I feel like it's kind of in the way of what my hopes and dreams are for you, because I look forward to the day that you're either, you know, doing something for the Cowboys. Maybe if we can't talk you into coming back and being a quarterback, maybe we can talk you into being a coach someday, or to work in the front office or something like that. But I feel like as long as you got this golf thing going, that's going to be that sports temptress that's just kind of pulling you off to the side, away from the star a little bit. Is that a fair way for me to look at it?
Yeah, no, I don't even know how to answer that question. That's a pretty good question.
Right? Because I'll ask it to you like this. If you were just, you were a guy that shot 100s when you went out and played golf, and Jerry came to you this offseason, and just for what, let's play hypothetical, it was like, oh, my God, I need you to be my head coach. Would you even consider that? And obviously that job may be held down for the next 30 years, but just hypothetically, if Jerry comes to you at some point and says, will you please coach this team, would you consider it?
You know, the one thing I learned a while ago is you don't get into hypotheticals. They kind of get you in trouble.
They do.
I think you got to stay away from that. I do think that I've said this plenty of times before. You know, many years from now, I'm sure I'll get back into the game a little bit from that perspective. Just, you know, coaching takes up so much time away from your kids that I know how that would go and that avenue. So I just think that's, you know, years down the road before I – would want to do that. You only get one shot at raising these little guys, and believe me, they enjoy when I come home, and they pretty much wear me out for the 3-4 hours every night before bed in a fun way, and they're pretty enjoyable to be around right now. So I don't want to miss that, really, for anything, I feel like.
Well, Tony, you are a CBS football analyst, so let's cut to the damn chase. What the hell is wrong with the Dallas Cowboys offense?
Well, the good news is I haven't had time to evaluate them because I haven't done one of their games yet. So you're going to get a little, I guess, not a very detailed description of what I think. I mean, it's really not difficult. Everyone who sees it, it's kind of the same thing. The defense is obviously very good. They're fast. They know their assignments. They understand their gaps. They got some really outstanding players at a couple positions that matter. And then offensively, you're just seeing the subtle drop-off from the offensive line through all the years that, you get it's been a strength of the Cowboys for a while. And when that isn't afforded to the football team, you need to figure out what your strength is and how you're going to win football games and what's the formula. And I feel like every team who's good in the NFL has something that separates them. Let's say it's the Packers, it's Aaron Rodgers. Every week he has the advantage. The league is built for parity, and if you don't have something that allows you to have an advantage, a significant one would be ideal. But if you don't, it's just really hard each and every week. And one week you're going against the best coach in the NFL. You're going against Belichick. Or another week it's Brady. And then all of a sudden you're going against a defense that's the number one ranked defense in the league. And then the next week you're going against a great secondary or a great – and so for Dallas, it's been that offensive line. And I feel like right now they still have very dynamic players there. But one guy who doesn't quite do his job makes everybody have to play faster. And right now Dallas is just having to play like the rest of the league. And they had to do that for a while. It's been in a position where – they were afforded 4 or 5 yards, 6 yards on first down running the ball, which is rare. And to just do that, it can simplify the game and makes a lot of things easier. So I think right now you're finding that their identity needs to almost be figured out.
I want to ask you this because we talk about this, the idea that you talked about, getting a second down and it's second and five and what a huge situation that is. And the running game has been, clogged up. So What can the Cowboys do? You know the scheme. I'm assuming this is the same scheme for the most part that you played in. Is that an accurate assessment, or do you think it's way different now?
No, I mean, you're never going to completely change over the scheme until you,
right.
Change the verbiage completely. They're going to run some different plays. You saw them do some different things from time to time with Dak, with the running the options and the RPOs, basically that whole world. And that was sprinkled in a few years ago. But for the most part, they still run the same concepts versus the same coverages that you're trying to beat because they work. They're there for a reason. Those things have been built versus coverages that teams have been running forever. And to say you're just going to come in and do a whole bunch of news, it's just unrealistic. If you brought in a new coordinator, you're going to have similar type schemes to beat certain things. Sometimes the things that can give you an advantage would be your ability to move people with motion, to do different things that just make teams not be able to read their keys as easily, I guess you could say. So you could help people. Like, let's say all of a sudden receivers weren't getting open. Well, then we can stack, release, get them in bunch. You do a bunch of different things in that way to run similar type routes. Now you got to go practice them, but you can still run the same route from different positions on the field. And your concepts could stay the same, but you'd be getting creative, let's say, by doing that sort of thing. And then I think if you look at it deeper, you just want to continually live in the world of your strengths and minimize your weaknesses. And when you find your strengths, just like I said, wear them out in many different formations, with many different motions, with many different ways of doing it as much as you can. I just don't see right now that they have that exact understanding or ability to just line up and say, here's our strength, we're doing this.
Well, we're talking to Tony Romo. He's called in on the buyersafety.com hotline. We certainly appreciate that. And we asked about we told folks we're going to have you on, and we asked for questions, and everybody wants us to ask this. All right, so right now, not emotionally, not if you're interested, but physically, could you come back and play quarterback in the NFL right now? Do you think your body would hold up just physically, would your body hold up to playing quarterback in the NFL right now?
We're just not getting done with this interview without this getting answered, are we?
He's savvy.
He's savvy. I think there's, I mean, your body, I mean, I played much more hurt back in probably 13 and 14 than I would be now. But that's just, you know, you get, you find a routine and stuff in life that allows you to, that you figure out and kind of get going. So, yeah, I mean, I'm healthy enough. That wouldn't be the issue at all, I don't think. That would be the least of my thoughts when it came to a decision like that, obviously.
But it's not a decision that's being pondered at all.
You guys are silly.
No, we're not.
We're really not trying to make this hard on you. But yeah. I do want to know this because, you know, we know how close you are to Tiger. And, you know, Ben has explained to me about, you know, your back injuries being similar to Tiger. And so as a guy that's in Q school right now and been through the physical issues that you've been through, can you believe that Tiger is back to playing? And I'm not just talking about winning this past weekend. I'm talking about the last 2 months. Can you believe Tiger's made it back to here and being able to physically do what he's doing right now?
Oh, yeah, I can believe it. I actually said it in a – I want to say it was a game at the end of last season where we showed something. I forget where it was, but Tiger had been out. We were talking about it, and I told Jim on the telecast, I said, I think it was after the Hero World Golf Challenge where he came back last November or December and played in a tournament back where he was at in Albany and – in the Bahamas. And when I saw his swing, I told on air, I said, he's back and he's going to win this year. And I've just been around enough to know he is one of, if not the hardest working people you'll ever come across. He's very committed to improvement. And if he's healthy, he's going to find a way. He's not just going to be average. It's like, there's no real way that he can be that way, which I love. You know, obviously that mental framework that he has with that. And I think that, to me, it was a no-brainer. Once I saw the swing speed, I said, he's back. It's just a matter of time. Like, even next year, he'll be even better. He's just going to – he's going to figure it out. And he's – the fact that he has speed, you got to watch out. I mean, he's that rare guy. He comes along once in a, you know, blue moon.
You know, it's funny. We were playing audio of him. I don't want to say it's talking trash, but he was very confidently saying, hey, a lot of the younger golfers have jokingly said that they want a piece of me at some point. You know, I'm paraphrasing. And he said, well, guess what? I'm healthy now, so you got what you wanted. Good luck. You know, it was kind of like, I'll see you out there on Sunday. Skin said, I'll see you out there on Sunday. I'll be wearing a red shirt. Hope you're ready for that. And, you know Tiger so well. What do you make of his of something like that and his competitive demeanor with him starting to feel like his old self?
Oh, yeah, I think it's great for golf. I think it's great for sports. I mean, I really don't think there's many things better than, like, you know, the Joe Montana who's gone, who comes back, you know, with Kansas City and takes them. You know, it's the John Elway at the end of his career. It's Tiger Woods come back, Jack Nicklaus from 1986. It's what sports are made for. You go through this archetype in your life as you, like, are an athlete, where it's like you come on the scene and everyone's enamored and it's exciting and it's amazing. And then somewhere along the way, they, you know, just how we do it in life, we just want to tear it down. And we want to, like, poke holes in it and figure out why, you know. And then you're like, oh, he's not good because of this or this. And then you almost root against it. When you become that dominant, you want to see someone beat him. And then when they do, then it's like, oh, okay, good. Blah, blah. And then that person gets hurt or something happens, and then they come back. And the last part of your career is probably some of the most enjoyable parts, because people have seen you grow and seen you go through all the ups and downs. And I think when you find with a guy like Tiger right now, he's reaping all that feelings that he's showed people, and people got a chance to miss him, and now they're like, man, it's special. And they're telling their kids, you should have seen this guy when. And the fact that he's still that guy now, that just doesn't happen very often. So when it does, it's a beautiful thing that is a gift for everyone to watch.
So you're saying that, well, your favorite thing in sports is the guy who goes and has a long career, maybe gets taken for granted a little bit, leaves the game, everybody realizes and appreciates how great he is when he leaves and starts calling games on TV. And then the best part is when that guy comes back, and that is an awesome sports story.
And it's the same guy that just 5 minutes ago said he felt like he could do whatever physically he needed to do.
That's your favorite thing in sports?
You guys are that's what you took from all that. That's fantastic.
Yes, that's what we took from
that's
all that.
That's what the entire audience took from all that, Tony.
Well, my kids are calling. I got to go inside.
No, that's just Andy. Ignore him.
We always appreciate the time, man. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and thanks for taking the time today to do this. We really, really do appreciate it, and sorry we had to ask you so many questions about trying to get you to come back and do something for the Cowboys, but you're going to have to change your phone number if you want to get rid of those questions, all right?
I appreciate it. They're going to be fine. They're going to figure this out. They'll be good.
All right, man.
Hope so, man. Hey, thanks. Good luck at Q-School.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. See you, Ben.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.